Hello and welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here with my co-host, Donna Lee.
Hello. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Great timing there, Donna.
Thank you.
We have one of our more sophisticated guests today, Dr. Greg Marchand.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. He is a primary care provider. The name of his practice is Marchand and Associates Family Medicine. He's going to talk to us about a couple of interesting topics today. Greg, thanks a lot for joining us today.
I'm glad to be here.
Primary care medicine is something that we feel that all patients should have. But I think over the course of the years, there's been a differing opinion on patients that I've seen on the role that primary care medicine has, namely because of Dr. Google and people feeling like they want to immediately go to some specialist that has their interests in mind. You know, I really wanted to talk about what got you into primary care medicine.
Okay. I think my practice philosophy is one that I kind of learned in the Navy when I was serving in the Navy. I was in family practice in the military. I liked it a lot. It was care without any real boundaries about worrying about reimbursement or costs. You had a formulary, but you got done pretty much what you felt you needed to do for the patient. And the patients were pretty appreciative. They were getting what looked like pretty quality health care. They had already paid for it with their service.
That's right.
They were really appreciative of the advice, and they really liked being able to kind of hear what they needed to have. The climate has changed. There is, in fact, just like you said, there is a fairly large idea in America today, I think, that I'm going to go shopping for what I want rather than I'm going to see a physician to get some advice about what I need. I think primary care kind of offers that sort of ability to go to a doctor and get a good idea about what you might need. If you need something that, in fact, requires a specialist and all the extra training and expense of doing that, you can be directed into doing that.
I think that where a lot of patients go wrong, just because they meet a doctor they like, they falsely attribute comprehensive level of care. I see that oftentimes in my cancer patients. They'll come to me with a cancer diagnosis, I'll do a surgery, they'll feel like I revolutionized and saved their life. They'll think that somehow I'm paying attention to their cholesterol, blood pressure, and screening. As much as I would love to do that, I operate on kidneys and prostates, and I treat testosterone, and I'm going to keep a close eye on certain metrics. But when you need allergy testing, or you're going to need other aspects of immunization, or I'm not paying attention to that.
Well, I don't think it's for a specialist, and it would complicate your life immensely to try to haul all that into your life as well. It's what I do. What I don't do is that last 20% of what people need in any one set of problems. I like to tell patients, I'll take care of the 80%, and I can take care of a broad spectrum of those things. Everything from your cholesterol to your immunizations to your travel needs to whatever it is that you kind of need to do. If, in fact, you need something a little bit more sophisticated, I, you know, have good contacts of trusted people that are going to be able to take really good care of that particular problem.
The number of patients that I see nowadays that have had a regular physical exam has gone down. I think that there are too few primary care doctors. I think that a lot of times patients go straight to an urgent care or a episodic kind of care provider, and they're not really understanding the importance of what a medical home or a primary care provider can provide. You know, I'd love to hear kind of your thoughts and your philosophy on what is the physical exam, like the healthy person exam. I'm 40-something years old. Not just for me, but just kind of give me your philosophy on what your physical exam looks like, what kinds of things you're testing for.
Well, I'm looking for a relationship. I really want to get a connection with a patient, find out what kind of things are troubling them. Men don't require a ton of episodic care between the ages of 15 and 50. As far as doing physicals on a really regular basis.
We don't have a pap smear.
We don't have a pap smear. We need to see a doctor when there's something wrong with us. As far as a physical, it's like you need to know and trust who you're going to go see. And you want to go, you want to have a relationship so that you can feel confident that when you go, you can say, I got this problem and I don't know where to go next. For sure, get some good advice as to where to go next. And I tell my men between the ages of 15 and 50, come and see me every 3 or 4 years to make sure I didn't die or retire. Or any time you have a problem, come on in and you can bring me any kind of trouble you want to. And I may not know exactly what to do for it, but I can tell you who to go see for it.
You've been in practice for how long?
35 years.
And you've practiced in a variety of different kinds of environments. As somebody who started their own practice, I'm a big fan of kind of this small practice entrepreneurial kind of mindset, and always have been. I say it all the time on the show, how I feel like patients get a better level of care when they're going to somebody who really cares about the practice, you know, as a whole, not just the necessarily the transaction they have with the patient. You seem like a fairly cultured person. Tell us, what do you see as some of the problems with American healthcare as it exists today? Where do you see some trends going? And I'd love to give kind of, you know, Mike, there is another viewpoint from the specialist standpoint, but I'd love to hear your thoughts.
We don't have enough control as a society over our healthcare compared to other sophisticated, well-educated, rich countries. We stand out as a country with relatively poor outcomes, considering the pretty big costs that we spend per person on our healthcare.
What do you think? What's your definition of control?
Personally, and this from not you won't find too many doctors with this standpoint, I think we need more government control of our healthcare. I don't think we need Medicare for everybody. I think we need rationed healthcare. Because healthcare can be ludicrously expensive, and giving everybody everything is going to break a society. I think what we need to do is have common sense things, and you can make a society and a country of people pretty healthy doing some really basic things. Lots more home nursing care, taking care of the elderly in their homes instead of putting them in hospitals. There's a lot of things other countries do relatively well that we haven't come around to doing. And it's partially because of the way we practice medicine in this country. And we don't train enough primary care people because that's what we decided we're going to do as a society. We don't have enough internists, pediatricians, family medicine doctors. A lot of people want to go into a specialty, and that's okay. In other countries, people can do that, but there's only a certain number of slots for those things that people need to do it.
Would you be supportive of a Medicaid for all, like a very, very basic level of service that everybody gets, or do you think that we should just have better preventative health care services?
Something like Medicaid for everybody, I'd be very supportive of that. Like I said, my time in the Navy was terrific. I thought we took great care of people in the service. They didn't worry about paying for it, and we didn't worry about paying for it, and people got really good health care. The relationships were still there, people got good health care.
I think that in this day and age, people are confusing this notion of Medicaid for all with this notion of basic health care and health care rights for everyone. And when we as physicians hear Medicare for all, we think that it means something in terms of the level of care that patients are provided and the level of control the government wants in our system of healthcare. But really, I think what people want is to know that if they get in dire need, they're going to get taken care of.
And what they want and what we need as a society may be two different things.
That's right.
You know, we may be a democracy, but we could vote ourselves into wanting things that destroy us as a society.
That's right.
That's not impossible. So hopefully there's checks and balances that allow other things to happen. I really don't think that we're doing as good a job as we could do for the people in our country, all the people in our country. You may say, oh, you know, we have the best medical care in the world. The sheiks from Arabia fly their jets here to get their health care. Oh, yeah, but a lot of people in downtown Portland can't get any health care. So,
or downtown Austin.
Downtown Austin.
Well, we've absolutely enjoyed having Dr. Greg Marchand here with us. He's a primary care provider, a family medicine provider. To get an appointment with him is 512-394-6020. Greg, thank you so much for joining with us and giving us your perspective.
Thank you very much. This was illuminating. I appreciated it.
Don, I know we're short on time, but go ahead and give people our information.
Give us a call at 512-238-0762. ArmorMen'sHealth.com is our website, and our email address is armormenshealth@gmail.com. Thank you so much.
Dr. Mystery wants to hear from you. Email questions to armormenshealth@gmail.com. We'll be right back with the Armor Men's Health Hour.